Welcome to episode 1248 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. Last time, we began a new chapter, exploring how the church is meant to be the visible evidence of Emmanuel, God with us. We learned the church is not a building, but a body, called to be a living witness to God's love and unity in a fragmented world. Now, we'll turn our attention from the collective to the individual. If the church is the body of Christ on earth, how does a person become a part of it? And what does Jesus say is the most foundational step in this journey? In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, we find one of Jesus's most famous and profound conversations. A highly respected religious leader named Nicodemus comes to Jesus under the cover of night, seeking answers. He's a man of power, intellect, and authority, a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council. But he knows there's something more he's missing.
Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
Nicodemus is confused, and for good reason. From a human perspective, his question is completely logical. How can someone be born when they are old? Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. He's a man of rules and systems, and Jesus is talking about something outside of his understanding. Jesus clarifies that he's not talking about a physical birth, but a spiritual one.
Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
This concept of being born again is not a modern invention or a political slogan. It's Jesus's fundamental teaching on what it takes to start a new life in him. It's a radical spiritual transformation that is so complete, it is likened to a new birth. It's not a self-improvement project, it's a recreation. Jesus didn't tell Nicodemus to start by joining a committee, following a set of rules, or giving to charity. The starting point for entering God's kingdom is a supernatural, spiritual rebirth. So, what does this new birth look like in our lives today? What does it feel like to be born of water and the Spirit? For centuries, Christians have debated the precise meaning of this phrase. Some believe born of water refers to Christian baptism, a public declaration of a new life in Christ. Others believe it refers to the physical birth, the water of the womb, contrasting it with the spiritual birth. And still others see both elements as a spiritual metaphor for cleansing and life-giving. Regardless of the interpretation, the core truth is this. A new life in Christ requires both a public declaration and an internal supernatural work of God's Spirit. The person who is born again undergoes a profound change in their deepest identity and desires. The Apostle Paul describes it powerfully in his letter to the Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 tells us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here."
This is not a slight change. It's a complete transformation of identity. You're not just a better version of your old self. You are a new creation. This new life is not about being perfect, but about being directed. The old self was directed by sin and selfishness. The new self is directed by the Holy Spirit. You begin to desire what God desires: love, justice, and mercy. You begin to hate what God hates: oppression, falsehood, and greed. A new life in Christ is a continuous process, not a single event. It's a journey of walking with God, of being constantly renewed by His Spirit. Paul puts it this way in Ephesians 4, verse 23. "To be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." The new birth is just the beginning. The rest of our lives are a process of living out that new identity. Let's get deep. The concept of being born again reveals a deeper truth about Jesus' kingdom. It is a kingdom of radical inclusion, but it has a singular entrance. Jesus didn't say, "You can see the kingdom of God if you are a Pharisee, a priest, or a king." He said, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." This truth applies to everyone, the religious leader and the tax collector, the righteous and the sinner, the powerful and the powerless. Everyone starts at the same place, a complete surrender and a new beginning. This is why Jesus' teachings were so revolutionary. He told the powerful they needed to humble themselves and become like children, and he told the outcasts they were worthy of a new life in God. He broke down every social barrier and made the kingdom accessible to everyone, regardless of their background or status. But here is the paradox. While the kingdom is open to all, it can only be entered on God's terms. You cannot enter by good works, by wealth, by political power, or by intellectual achievement. You don't get in through meditation, through asceticism, or through training with a guru. The only way in is through a new birth, a spiritual surrender that admits you can't do it on your own. This is not a barrier, it's a gift. This reveals a profound truth about Jesus' grace. It is a gift given freely, but it is a gift that requires our complete acceptance. We can't earn it. We can't buy it. We can only receive it. And in receiving it, we are transformed from the inside out. The new birth is a powerful testament to the fact that God's grace is more powerful than our failures, our past, and our human limitations. No matter what you've done or who you've been, the possibility of a new beginning is always there. What does this mean for you? For us? How do we apply this foundational truth to our lives today? It's not just a theological concept to debate. It's a reality to live out. Reflect on your spiritual journey. Have you experienced a new birth? If so, take a moment to reflect on the difference it has made in your life. Maybe you can think back to a time before you were a new creation and a time after. How have your desires, your priorities, and your relationships changed? If you're not sure, it's a good moment to ask yourself what a spiritual new beginning would look like for you. This is an invitation, not a test. Live as a new creation. Remember that you have a new identity in Christ. This identity isn't about being perfect. It's about being on a journey of growth. When you face a temptation to fall back into old habits, remind yourself of who you are now. A child of God, a new creation, an heir to a new kingdom. Make choices that reflect this new life and your new purpose. Paul reminds us in Romans 6, "We were buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Extend grace to others. The truth of the new birth should humble us, but it should also make us incredibly compassionate. You are in the process of being renewed, and so is everyone else. That person who is difficult to deal with, that person you don't agree with politically, that person who has made mistakes, they too are a potential candidate for a new birth. Treat them with the same grace and patience you have received from God. Remember that we all start at the same place, needing a new beginning. Pray for spiritual renewal. If you feel stagnant or far from God, the answer isn't to try harder to be a good person. The answer is to pray for the Spirit to do His work in you again. The new birth is a gift from God, and a renewed life is too. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you anew, to change your desires, and to give you the strength to live as the new creation you are. The conversation doesn't end here. Take these questions into your communities, your churches, and your own prayer life. And remember, the goal isn't to win arguments about Jesus. It's to be transformed by Him. Father, we thank You for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. We thank You that our past does not define us, but that in You, we are a new creation. Help us to live out this new identity every day, and to be a witness to others that a new beginning is always possible through Your grace. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.